Hello everyone, wonderful audience. We're in a unique broadcast day on Live Thursday. This is the weekly article, weekly Torah portion. Hello Rav Lightman. Hello everyone. It's a very tense article, yeah? There's a lot of events happening here that have influenced us back then and till today. The sin of the calf, Moses rising to the mountain, so many different things and so many questions. So, let's begin, right? The article begins even before this whole matter of the sin. The Creator asks Moses to take command of all of Israel. Each one has to give half a shekel. You know, equally, not the rich giving more, not the poor giving less. A half a shekel as giving to the Creator. What is that? Well, first of all, we have to understand, what is this matter of gathering something from the audience at all? Why only age 20 and up? What is that? We learn with you that a person who grows in spirituality goes through those same stages as in corporeality, because it had developed as a result of the spiritual forces which descend down to this world. And then here in this world, they give their result. But actually, their entire strength, action, and realization is above, in the upper degree. And that's where we have to rise to. In our qualities, in our abilities to rise to the spiritual degree, you know, not physically to some height. Spirituality is not there beyond the moon or some other galaxy there. And such, when we learn, let's say, the study of the Ten Sefirot or the Tree of Life of the Ari, we learn how man had developed after he was born in spirituality, as after he was born in corporeality. Yes, there are 9 months of pregnancy, not corporeal ones. They have nothing to do with the revolutions of the moon. Rather, that's how it is in the spiritual world. The relation between the upper forces, they are arranged such that they influence one's soul, and then he is born. When he is born, he is as a baby. And then he has those who give birth to him, who are also called the spiritual mother and father. Same names. It is written that the father gives the loven, Ima gives the odem, and the Creator gives the soul. And that's how that seed enters its development within the womb. So after these 9 months of pregnancy, it is born. When it is born, there begins to be a care for him. Father gives the Abba gives the white light, the Ima gives the red light, and then he's developing. We're talking about an adult, could be, who's 30 years old after reaching the wisdom of Kabbalah and had studied for a certain amount of time. And he suddenly begins to feel how some addition in his corporeal life is suddenly present, which he receives, and this is the spiritual birth. You can't really speak about what it truly is, but let's say, like now, the topic is the weekly article. So, to give us this perspective a bit of where we are, this is when one is born and begins to grow by the Abba and Ima, the mother and father, these two forces that operate upon him, and they lift him. And these forces then always develop in such a manner that there, let's say, comes some force from the side of Ima, some force comes from the side of Abba, and a person needs to build from both of them a force of his own. He needs to take the Abba and the Ima and to raise his deficit above. That's how he grows. Now, when he grows, what does he give above? A deficit to grow. Not more than that. It's like a child who's screaming, you know, he wants it, he demands it. he has nothing to do practically in action. He just has his deficit he can raise. This is the half a shekel. Rav writes half a shekel. The second half comes from above. Nothing more is demanded from us because we have no real force to really carry something out. But then as a result, we get the second half here. This second half, when it comes, reaches us from above, we then receive the light which fills us, which corrects us, light which when it reaches the deficit and it makes of us some, well, it makes a certain image or form out of us, and that is called Adam, man. In what? Well, this light has in something made me similar to the Creator. Similar. That's why I'm called Adam, to some extent, you know. It's like a child. But let's say in our life, we see how this child grows on his own because the forces of nature activate him, and he develops. But in spirituality, we need to actually precede the deficit on our own. This is the entire difference between corporeality and spirituality. In corporeality, this deficit to develop is already there in the seed, and then the body develops, and by us it is not. We ourselves have to demand, we must demand at ourselves to give this second half, which we wish to develop. And then if we allow it, we can develop. Now, even that we are small, let's say, but when we're small, we say, we don't raise a deficit and we call it half a shekel. You know, we just shout. It's like a child. What he screams, he cries, he desires. And then we have to understand, what is it here that he truly desires? What he should be given? And even if he requests incorrect things, we correct it and give him what he desires. Let's say he wants something which is dangerous for him, so we'll give him something else instead. If he wants something healthy, we'll give him that, something healthy. And this is till age, what's called 20. That's a very unique age, which then, let's say, yes, we've reached age 20. Right? 20 years. Now, from age 20 and onwards, then man in spirituality is called great. Truth is, in our world, we have to determine it such. Age 13 is only bar mitzvah. I mean, he already knows how to make some calculations which are more or less correct. But this age we're referring to here is one that he can already make like business deals, meaning in his malchut, in his true will to receive. There is a need for another seven, ascent of another seven sfirot, meaning from age 13 to 20. Now, after this age of 20, it is written, each one above 20 years old, it's written in the article, must give the half a shekel. So what is this again? We spoke about it. It's the deficit. But then this deficit must be, how can I say this? It must be very scrutinized. It must be very precise. And when they encounter this deficit, they must raise, called the half a shekel. They have a problem here. They're going to be mistaken. We have to understand everything that the Torah has spoken about in cause and effect in such an order. And when the Creator reveals to them more and more matters of the internal correction of each one, such that, you know, we know this about ourselves. You know, all of us who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more you advance after every step, there seems to be this stop or even a fall, some, even a sin, you could say, a revelation of this sin. It's not that we do this on our own, these sins, but we come to this world after destruction, after demolition. We have, after all, came to this world after the world of infinity, the world of Ein Sof. And here in the middle, we had the world of Nikudim, what's called world of Nikudim. And after the world of Nikudim, there was the breaking. This is well known in the Ari, the breaking of the vessels. After the breaking of the vessels, we had fallen to a place where we are all in ego, in bad, in opposition to spirituality. In the breaking of the vessels, we lose all the spirituality. Up till here, spirituality. And here, below, corporeal reality. When we begin to ascend, we first of all come to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah with a point of the heart. Here is the study, the environment, which is the teacher, the group, books. And then we reach something called the barrier, machsom. Through that we are born. Truthfully, the transition between corporeality and spirituality is truly very narrow. It is like the exiting of the infant, the fetus from the womb. This action of birth is one which is comes about out of great urgency. So when they come here, as we have drawn here, it's from age 20 and from 20 up to age 20, and then 20 onwards, there is the matter of the half a shekel, and this is very high. But when they begin then to advance, that immediately when they hear about it and they want to fulfill this, they want to rise to some upper degree on the path upwards, immediately they fall below. They build this golden calf. And then Moses then must bring the second pair of the tablets. Well, I wanted to ask more about the half a shekel. I don't understand. This is what? Something we have to give or something we request? Give me half a shekel. No, we have to bring the deficit of our own that the Creator will correct and fulfill. This is what we do. We are in a system. A system. Which each and every one is one who has a deficit. Let's say this is me, but I'm not aware of this deficit. I'm not familiar with it. And you're told, look, if you want to incorporate in the spiritual system, know this. Each and every one of the 7 billion people who are the souls, which in the meantime appear before you, each one of them for you are called the others. Yes? You must bring the deficit. Deficit for a connection with him. Make the effort to connect. To love thy neighbor as thyself is the great rule of the Torah. That's all you have to work on. You must make the effort to connect with the others. Did you try? Did you succeed or not? If you didn't succeed, is your deficit to connect with him a whole one? A whole deficit is called the half a shekel. Why? Because you bring a deficit for a correction. The second half is brought by the Creator. He influences you, the other part of the desire. So there is what to correct. We all here have depicted here, as we have depicted here, are the results of the breaking. We're in this state of shattering, of bad, our ego. The question then, can we raise our ego to correction? When do we understand this? Well, when we have made corrections in our birth, and then in the ascent till age 20, and this is such a spiritual level, but then in the spiritual level of 20, we can understand what a true deficit is, which we must correct, and we must raise to correction, and that will be called the half a shekel. Well, every time I want to rise a stage, I want to understand, what does it mean give a deficit? You must do that every time. But wait, I'm giving a request that's demanding. Why is that called that I'm giving, or that I'm making some charity here? Well, it's called that you are raising the Creator. You're raising the deficit to correction in your eyes. That's called giving. You bring that deficit. Of course, you're giving it for correction. How do you bring something for correction? I don't know. You have a bicycle, and the bicycle broke, yeah? You bring it to correction, right? It's called that you give it for correction, right? It's called, give me half a shekel. Give me your broken vessels. I'll correct them, and I'll fill them. That's what the Creator says. In other words, okay, wait. We began with a half a shekel, and then we are transitioning to what's happening around the mountain, right? Moses rises to Mount Sinai, and the nation suddenly sees, well, Moses is not coming down. They wait and wait. Nobody's coming. What do you mean, nobody? Moses is not coming down. Well, yeah, where is Moses? He's up there somewhere. So what to do? They say, well, we need something in the meantime. Let's make a creator. What's happening here? What's this about? Well, we have to understand the Torah speaks in a single person. Because other than man, everything beyond man is all his parts. The parts of his infinity, his Ein Sof. Beyond me here, there are 7 billion souls. They are my parts for my soul. It's parts of my soul, because beyond me and the Creator, there is nothing. And if you'll tell me, I believe you. There's only me and the Creator. And I think that's with respect to everyone. Besides you, there's only Creator. So, with respect to everything we speak about, there's only one person. I present, let's say, such. There is me, and there is what is before me, what I call the others, and this others is actually the entire Datzmach, or Datzcham, sorry. Still vegetative, animate, and speaking. All of these, everything I can only depict in myself, is all me. It just seems to me now to be others, by my ego. The Creator intentionally here created between us, between me, the others. They created such a sensation in me called the ego. Until I don't connect all the others to me, or I'll incorporate in the others, doesn't matter how you call them, I won't attain my soul. All these others, yes, this is my soul. And thus, we now understand, love thy neighbor as thyself, yes? Love thy neighbor as thyself is a rule. What does that mean? This is the key word here. It incorporates everything there is in you. It's the big rule in the Torah. It's a tool for the light of the Torah, the revelation of the Torah in you. And thus, you must only bring a deficit. That's all you need. A deficit of connection between you and the others. But the deficit can break through the ego? No. The deficit you must bring. Yes, I want to connect a bit, and then a bit more, and then a bit more. And these stages. These are stages in which I'm approaching the desire to connect with the others. How many stages do we have here? Well, 125, yeah. 125 degrees. That's in all how I correct my ego. And how much do I have in this ego? How many desires? Corrupted desires? 613? So I'm precisely correcting the 613 desires, which I bring them each time for correction in 125 such degrees, steps, and that's called that I'm fulfilling 613 mitzvot. I'm correcting them by the light that reforms, which is called the light of the Torah, and brings me to correction. Now, why does we suddenly get destruction, or we call it the sin of the golden calf here? Moshe, this point here in me, right? Besides the ego and the corrupted desires, right? There is an additional point here that draws me forward to connect with everyone. Thus it is called Moshe, Moses, which draws me forward. And then this point has risen from me, disconnected from me, and that I don't feel it. I don't feel the connection with the godliness, spirituality, nothing. I may be beyond this age of 20 even, but this is not the half a shekel which I'm giving, or... Wait. And then I see, I reveal this evil in me here. Yes, the evil, my evil, which is the calf, that golden calf. This is the force that draws us below, away from spirituality. All I want is money, honor, dominance, nothing more. And I feel it necessarily by force, against my will. There's a force that, let's say, draws me forward, so I run forward. Another force which draws me back, so I run back. That's it. Then what is said here? You must reveal this evil. You must reveal this golden calf. Without revealing the evil, you won't be able to raise your half a shekel. Where are you going to raise it to correction from? How are you going to reveal that? Let's say you have a car, yeah? It drives more or less. Works, yeah. Suddenly it breaks down. You then discover that you were always driving with this trouble that you didn't know about, and you know what? It's a good thing it broke now, and you know, in some slow street, or maybe in parking, some good road, rather than it happening there, where you, I don't know, might roll off a mountain or something. This sin of the golden calf helps us reveal all the evil in us, on some level at least. After that we have the sin of the spies, the Mei Meriva, the water and the stone. There are always these certain points in our advancement, in our development, where we reveal the evil in us in a very concentrated manner. And then we correct it gradually. And then we get to another layer of evil and correct it again and again and again. This is how we go through 125 degrees. Well, this is something which is obligatory, yes? Exactly, like the sin of Adam HaRishon. There's no matter here of patience or struggle from the side of man which had to be, and he chose not to wait to begin to choose on his own. No. This point here is entirely a point where nothing could have been done. Our work is to be drawn forward, to yearn to reach equivalence with the Creator. We are humans, and we have to be Adam, which is similar to the Creator. It means Adam, and it says, "Come, Israel, all the way to the Creator." And you're saying this sin is okay? Of course, everything that has happened is okay. We have to actually go through the entire Torah, from the first to the very last letter. The first letter is Bet, and the last letter is Lamed. We are incapable of inverting something any other way or whatnot. Everything that is written, it is said, write it on the tablet of your heart. Each one must go through these things. The tablet of your heart, meaning upon all your desire. You must go through all these events written in the Torah. The question is, do you know how to go through this? Do you have to connect with the others here? Oh, I wrote something incorrect here. Yeah, I've corrected it. So, if we are taught, yes, by the Kabbalists, how to approach connection, and not by some blows that we may go through. We have degrees where all of humanity must go through. I mean, look at the state today. We're getting into the constant problems. So we must reach a state where we understand what's happening to us. And then we'll go through it in a confident, secure manner. But this is a necessity here. Don't see it as some history where, yeah, look, these guys made a sin. We would never do that. And come on. No, the Torah speaks about the spirituality here. When it comes to the corporeal world, well, yes, it must occur as well. Our fathers, though, were the ones who went through this practically, corporeality. And we go with them already through spirituality, internally, everything that Torah speaks about. What happens onwards? Can you say a few words? Moses, when he rises upon the mountain, the Creator, Moses tries to convince the Creator not to harm Israel, and he's convinced. It's not clear that when he descends from the mountain, then why he sees this sin of the golden calf, he gets upset, he breaks the tablets. He knew what was done already, no? No, he didn't know. The Creator seemingly tells him, he tells man that there is still no connection between the point in the heart called Moses and all the heart, all these desires, and when they meet the point in the heart and the heart, then there's a revelation of the gap between them, which is so great that it's called the breaking of the tablets, the breaking of the connection between them. The tablets are a symbol of the treaty between the Creator and the creature, and the Adam. And this is what breaks here. This is what occurs with a person who goes through these steps. So the meeting of Israel with the nation, the point of the heart with the ego in man, is what reveals to man the breaking of the connection between him and the Creator, that it cannot be that he would ever belong to it and somehow be connected with him, to the upper force, the spiritual world. That's called the breaking of the vessels. It's not, yeah, that Moses wanted or didn't want to come down, or he got upset, did he decide to break the tablets or not. This is not some story. Don't take it in this sense. This is a person who discovers the gap between him and the Creator, and this new revelation of the ego. And he discovers here the shattering. It's a portion of that same shattering of the vessels we went through. I see we're sketching quite a lot today. In the past, we went through the breaking of the vessels. Destruction upon all the vessels. Our vessels have degrees of root 1, 2, 3, and 4 within our vessel. This is the vessel of the soul. Okay. But now a small portion is revealed as a golden calf. It's just a small portion. There will be additional ones later on. So let's say now there's a revelation of a small portion. It's the beginning on the level of root. And then the ego will be revealed on the degree, first degree. And then the Mei Meriva on the second degree. The sin of the spies on the third. And something else there that happens. There are such additional matters. And that's it. In such a manner, on this path in return, here, there is a revelation of these 5 degrees of the ego. We must correct them, because you can't go through this in one shot. If the Creator was revealed, you wouldn't be able to overcome it at all. That's why the Creator is revealed gradually. So now this treaty with respect to the ego is revealed, and the fact that it cannot exist. Person must rise once again. The point in the heart that needs to rise here now and receive a new connection with respect to those same egoistic desires which were revealed now against the point in the heart. The second tablets they are more capable of correcting us, and we wouldn't be able to accept them if we hadn't gone through the breaking of the first temple. It's just, when we say always, everything that occurs, that's revealed, must be revealed twice. The first time we discover it, we feel it, we know where we are. The second time it's revealed, we already know how to work with it. The first time, never. In our world, it's always, I don't know, some thug or someone there, criminal, does something for the first time, we forgive him. Because he didn't know the result, really, yet. It wasn't practically revealed to him. It's the same matter here. I wanted to ask, the story here, when everything that occurs, is described as rather separate systems. There's the portion of Mount Sinai, then the bottom of the mountain, and yet all this occurs in one man. Where here is man in this whole story, really? How are all these events occurring in him? Who is he identified with? With Moses, with the nation, with the Creator? Well, all these forces are revealed equally in man. The masses, and Moses, and the desert, and Mount Sinai, these are all various deficits, various discernments revealed in one person. And when they are revealed in one person, they connect together. That's called his present state. So a person feels himself once like Moshe, once who builds the golden calf, and one who breaks the himself. Yes, he's identified with each part, let's say with Aaron and Moshe and the nation, and the advances as such. We also see, what does he reveal here after the sin of the Egel? He discovers a blow. The Creator brings a blow to the nation. There's nothing more written in the weekly portion. Chanuch? I think that's really precisely the story there. Moshe calls the Levim, he tells them, go out and kill. It sounds, yeah, the Creator needs his additional blood, and I don't know, what is this work? Well, of course you must kill it. Wait, to the Creator, who would say, we said? Well, there is a political party, that's their motto, the ultra-Orthodox. They say everything from the Creator. They can say that, really, politicians? Interesting. So what is this work here of the killing done here? Kill those desires, those intentions to receive. They must all be killed. You have my brother, one to his brothers, close ones. Well, of course, the ones who are closest to me, I'm most dangerous. I must kill them first. Let's say I really like sweets, but I have diabetes. So first of all, I must cut off all this sweet from me. Then, I don't know, something sour, which I happen to like as well. So those which are closest to me are the most dangerous. Thus, each one will look, would have been there, he would have taken some, sword or knife or what, and then tell each one to kill his family as the blow of the sin. That's why he said, bring all these egoistical parts in you which disturb you from reaching adhesion, going after the Creator, reaching the spiritual. This is called striding forward to the revelation of the Creator, revealing spirituality, the spiritual world. So you must kill them, these desires. We have spoken today. Today, I drew this. I'm happy. It's a good thing I drew this. So you have all the others which I wrote here. What is this? Everything outside of you. If between this others is revealed something which truly disturbs your advancement, which you are incapable, yes, you want to connect with the others, but it repulses you, doesn't even want to be in the connection for that reason, because, well, the light wants to only be in connection for egoistical reasons. You must cut this off. You can't work with it. It must turn out that all these desires, you want them, you can't work with them. You have to work with them, and you'll receive the advancement through them. Well, you won't really advance from them. You could, but after slow, gradual changes in the desert, new people will grow here instead of a few, and instead of them will come those with the great desires from them. But their intention, on the intention to receive, you must destroy. I destroy them? Request from the group then. You kill them. All your Levim, like them. How do I kill them? How do I decide who to kill? With everyone, the intention to receive. If for them the sin is more important than the connection with godliness, you must kill them, these qualities in you, these desires. And there's no chance I'll be mistaken in my how I identify it? No. Wait, who gave you here this gold to make this golden calf here? It's those same desires which gave themselves their desire, yes, and they were incorporated. This is this calf. So those same desires you must destroy. So Aaron requested them to do this, no? Each one should give his gold, take off what they had, right? And now there is the question, why? Aaron, Moses' son, is seemingly the elder too, right? Why did he even agree with participating in this? Well, what do you think? Well, it seems like he said, well, yeah, no problem, you bring me in, let's do this. Well, of course he was happy. Why? Scrutiny of the evil. The revelation of the evil. Without the evil, you can't advance to good, can't advance to correction. Do you understand that if we read the Torah incorrectly, we don't understand the word? We have to make so many revolutions there. No, this way, that way, not that way. This is the revelation of man's nature by the upper light, which comes, and then man participates in this, that he kills his desires, his intentions for reception, in order to bring them to intention to bestow. It's a happy one or sad? Of course it's happy. The entire Torah is with great joy. You can't learn Torah if you're not happy. You know this law? Of course it's happy. You're even happier than anything else. Why? Revelation of the evil. It's the greatest thing possible. So if you don't correct these wicked, you'll have won't have what to do. All this sin of the calf is something holy. That's how it must be seen. But all the actions, things seen in the Torah, there is no evil there at all. Nothing bad. If one advances in the path of correction, adhesion towards the Creator, then every step is like a song. You know this whole story about King David, who was a soldier, and he was constantly fleeing and running away. Very hard life. And look what he wrote, Psalms, this book of prayer and great yearning for the Creator. How's that possible? One who's in development he doesn't understand what bad is. Even the darkness is as light. The darkness shall shine as the light. Darkness and the light shall shine as one. So when all these things are revealed in man, we must see in them the necessity to advance. What is this half a shekel? Where are you going to take it from? If these evil are not revealed, how are you going to bring a half? From now onwards, in order to advance the spirituality, you must take your deficits, your broken ones, your broken desires, and bring them to correction. Come, take, correct, do something. This is what the Creator demands of you. Bring me half, your half. The second half is broken. I have led the reforms. It's called Torah. So this is like on the intention to bestow, and then I raise this with my light. On you is dependent only the deficit. Where is the deficit? There is none. We're all like what? Nothing. And now we get this revelation of the deficit, the sin of the calf. We kill all these evil deficits, we bring them to correction, and they're happy, the Creator is happy, great joy from the sin of the calf. Do you see just how much the story is opposite from what the nation is used to? The masses? Why? Well, the opinion of the landlords, opinions of the boss is opposite from the opinion of the Torah. Meaning, all usually think about the process of correction through the light, but what they write here in the article we have here, are we trying to read the Torah in our ego? We're trying to read the Torah such that each word in it is a correction, an advancement towards the end of correction. And there is no deficits. We rise in sanctity and not descend in sanctity. Well, actually, everything we wrote, we didn't write so much. These are things which advancing, that this is very much tied to spirituality. Yes, it's all tied to spirituality and this advancement. In each degree, you must bring the deficit for a correction, and then you attain the upper degree. Another deficit for correction, soon reception and fulfillment. And this way, easiest and best year. It is said that is no individual who made a creator who did good and not come to sin beforehand. What is happening here? We're always going through this revelation of the minus, called the sin. There is no righteous in the land who didn't do good, it is said. Yes, in green, Rav wrote good. But didn't yet sin first, beforehand. And this is how each time, plus, minus, plus, minus, and thus one rises. How is it tied to our world? You can't advance being strict, no plus, no minus. Our world is exactly this way. Well, this is not a good reason then. Well, it's such because you're judging it in your ego. But if you would understand, if you would check, why is ego bringing the evil? It's, you see, it's revealed truly in that same direction. You would be just like King David. Always in thanks. Gratitude. Are we missing another link of the chain here? Yes, right here, in the heart. That's all. Not more than that. Internet? What's happening there? Wow, questions on the internet are coming all over. Moses from Israel asks, how do we kill the will to receive and work out the matter that we have to receive on the intent to bestow? We're incapable. We are capable of killing the will to receive? Where did you hear that? Bring the half a shekel, that's what we have to do. We have to bring a deficit for a correction, not more. I have to bring my desires to reveal that they are evil. Yeah. And the I have a deficit to correct them. That's it. If I won't have a deficit to correct them from, it's a deficit to be great, to be corrected. And if I bring that, I receive the light that reforms. That's called I receive the evil inclination. Yes, right here. I created the evil inclination. And here it is, I created the Torah, the spice. That's it. It's from us. We created the evil inclination from our part, and from above will come the Torah, the spice. Everything will be corrected. Each and every stage, every step, these are very similar steps, actually, one to another. From Tel Aviv, they ask, what then prevents me from revealing the bad now? The evil seems to advance me. Why doesn't it happen? It's possible you're not discovering it, because, well, where are you going to find it? We spoke about revelation of evil. Where is the evil revealed? Only between me and the others. Me and the others, no more. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That is the big rule of the Torah. This is where I need it. I must connect between me and the others. If I can connect in this manner with him, if that's the question, if I will go how to connect with the others, what am I going to walk around the street, everybody connect with me? No, this is why we organize groups all around the world, and all of us in the world are as one big group, and all of humanity ultimately must become one big group. All shall know me from the greatest to the smallest. My house will be called the house of prayer for all the nations. You shall all be as one unit. And so I go and I connect with the others. And here I discover I have a great big ego which I don't want to connect with. And then when I discover the evil with the others, the connection with the others, where I cannot connect, that's called evil for me then. That same evil then, well, turns, brings me to correction. That's called man, menukvin. I am very interested to correct this flaw. But we must be in this group, environment, where I reveal the Creator to. This is the whole matter. And then the result is kitisa. Do you hear what they say about this Torah portion? This article? It's the entire truth about our advancement, our development. Yeah? From Balchovat, they ask, if there's only me and the others, and me and the Creator, so it turns out the others are the Creator. Between me and the others, I find the Creator. If you bring you this question forward, I would say yes. When I discovered that I revealed this connection with the others, this that all these souls here, they're all incorporated in me, and I'm together with them, and we are fulfilled in the light of infinity, which is the Creator. This is how we reach it. This is the light of Ein Sof. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of questions about this. What does this mean to connect with the others? What is this connection? Well, connecting with the others is called that I feel the others. I feel their deficits, their desires more than my own. It's called love thy neighbor as thyself. As Baal HaSulam explains in the article Matan Torah, it's only on this condition that we receive the light that reforms, called Torah, when I make this effort to connect with the others. But we are yet to desire it. The world advances in such a manner that we will get these additional blows where we will start to want to be connected between us. We'll understand this need for it. Well, now we finished the first chapter where Moses rides upon the nation. Then they ask, well, what do we write upon the tablets? What, this, for this they had to do the sin of the calf? It's not the first or the second tablets, really. There are different reasons here. We know that there is the expansion and the lifting back and return, purification. This comes to a different deficit, a different fulfillment. Let's give an example. Let's say you had a tasty cake. You tasted one. Oh, I see in your face, I think I kind of hit the spot there, right? You know what I'm talking about. You taste this cake, wow, and that just fills you in that moment. Well, you know what true pleasure is, right? You forget everything. The you're just like handicapped. You can't see or anything. Just the taste just encompasses you. It covers you. You can imagine that to yourself? Yeah. Well, I see everybody here understands this, right? Wonderful. This is called that you tasted, and now you're standing now to come to a state where this disappears. You're left with a deficit. The second time you have the opportunity to receive that same cake, the same taste, then you taste it not as in the first time. You already have a preparation for this now. You already know what this is. You understand what it is. You prepare your senses, your types of desires in you. You already know how to smell, to taste, to chew, to swallow, how to truly enjoy it. The lights we receive, they're not just called the lights of flavors, the tamim, for no reason. They don't just, I don't know, you don't just get some blow afterwards. It's a hunger, a true hunger. What happens after the sin of the calf? You see what happens. Thus, there is the matter of the second tablets are very different from the first one. It's not exactly the same. The Creator, it's like He writes the same thing. Yeah, it is said, I, the Creator, have not changed. Well, that seems to be the question. Yes, the receiver here is a different one. He has a different deficit, a different preparation. He knows how to receive it here at this point. He knows what he wants. Very different. The first tablets, they didn't have the vessels to receive it yet. And so now, when he comes from above, he receives light from above, now by an ima, is to descend. Well, he has not what to correct. Below, against this, there is the breaking. And then, in man, there is this deficit. And he gets this truly correct light clothed in him for this deficit, which is correct because it's for correction. And then it is realized, and it's a great joy. A great joy in all the worlds. From all these sins and actions and everything. It's because the revelation of the hate, which is from before actually, I mean, the tablets are just the revelation of the gap between the Creator and the creature, which is already present. One is existence from existence, and one is existence from absence. And such the difference between them is infinite. It just has to be gradually opened up and revealed, this gap. And only to the extent that the creature can stand it, it'll, and he can correct it, and not just where it would just have seemed to the creature as complete darkness. If it's a bit, you know, I can work a bit to change the state of darkness to light. They add a bit more darkness to me, and okay, I can make another small step. And each time, is this great stage of darkness, but only a small correction is left for me to do. This is how we advance. But if you give a person the entire true gap between him and godliness in one shot, there's no chance we'd be able to move. That's why this is not really revealed to us in one shot. If we take a step toward this, that from above it is revealed to us only that first degree. And if we rise above that, then we get the next degree. It's like a child. Each time they give us these more and more difficult exercises. Well, so what we can see here is definitely someone here is managing all this, right? The Creator tells Moses, all right, look, calm down, you broke the tablets, come back up, we'll give you another one, go back down. Everything seems to be managed by this one force called the Creator. What can we learn from this about us today and everything that's occurring with us? There is some force which leads this whole thing forward. Here the story ends happily, yeah, but how can we also do such, such that this happiness, this joy will truly be revealed? If a person is in the correct environment, striding towards the goal, every moment of his turns to be happy. And if he's not in happiness, it's a sign he's not grasped on the method. This, I tell you this out of experience. I've been through some times. I know how it is when you lose the path. You're in falls, darkness, lost, despair, disappointments. But really, ultimately, one who grabs on to the environment and can hold on to it all the time, then he advances and does not ever enter complete despair. Every depiction in a person can turn to happiness, every single one. Even the very worst of things in our lives, everything we've been through as a nation especially, and God forbid, let's hope that from here onwards we won't have to go through things in a very negative form anymore, but they all bring us to that final end of correction. Well, so with this message, we can turn to everything into a happy state. Let's go a bit further. We have like another minute or two. What is this technique here which can help us turn everything into joy and happiness? Learn that to receive the luchot, learn from Moshe. To receive these tablets, you have to go up on the mountain of Mount Sinai, 40 days and 40 nights, meaning we have to yearn for bestowal, connection with the others. All of Israel are friends. If we'll make a bit of an effort to be connected between us, we'll reach a state where all the enemies will flee from us. We'll chase them away. They'll all see us differently. It's all dependent upon the connection between us. If the nation of Israel will be able to be in the land of Israel connected, and not connected because there is some enemy pressuring them to unite, but because we'll want to be together. If we come towards this even a bit, we'll see how suddenly everything, just like a miracle, starts to calm down. No more enemies, no more haters. The entire world turns to be, I don't know, it's like a flower pot. Can you maybe focus us on this point where we all can unite? Because we're all quite dwelling in all these qualities and us and everything that, well, we can't unite. So yet, where is this place that we can? It's only revolving around the wisdom of Kabbalah. You have no other force that can destroy your ego and give you the opportunity to connect. This is why we learn. You can't just connect with someone. But, you know, to listen a bit to a lesson of Zohar, to perform another action, advancement toward this, to come to some connection, play some event, watch Channel 66, Cop TV. These are all small steps. Okay, now all of us watching now, what action is beyond this? How to unite? Make the effort to feel that all of Israel are friends, and do it through the study of the Zohar, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then we'll succeed, and we won't have to go through bad times. Thank you, Rav Leitman. Thank you, your audience. Weekly article portion. Meet you.